What are you looking for? That is the question that Jesus asks in this gospel. And I know we've got a couple folks who are fairly new here and new to New Jersey, and I can translate to that for you a little bit. What are you looking at? But that's the question that Jesus asks when he sees two of John the Baptist's disciples following him. And just before this, John the Baptist had declared that he had seen the Son of God, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the Messiah that the Jewish people had been looking for from the beginning of time for hundreds and hundreds of years. John had found him. John had seen him. And now he was here. And did John's disciples, John's fervent followers, believe what John the Baptist said? Not really. They had to see it with their own eyes. They had to witness it themselves. They had to Google it. It would have been great in the 21st century. They needed to have their own proof. But Jesus said, "Come and see." Jesus offered that same invitation that he offers us. Come and see. It's more than a simple invitation. It's an invitation into transformation. And these two phrases, what are you looking for and come and see, are the very first things that Jesus says in John's gospel. And if Jesus were doing something to promote this movement today, I think this would be the perfect kind of Q&A to get it started. What are you looking for? Come and see. Because we're here, I hope, because we're searching. We come back because we're still searching. And our invitation to others is come and see. We gather together today at a crossroads in history, one which leaves many of us uncomfortable and unsure about what the future holds. But Jesus says, come and see. We gather on this weekend where we honor one of the most prophetic voices of the last century, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And the more that I read of what he has said, what he has written, and what he has prayed, the more prophetic and unsettling it becomes. Unsettling not because of the social change that he sought to bring about, but unsettling because his words, now more than 50 years old, ring more true than ever. They speak of a change that still needs to happen. They speak of a Jesus whose words also ring true. Come and see. We will see what tomorrow brings, but today we're invited to reflect on Jesus' invitation to us. And how we are called by this into conversation with each other. And the story that we get in today's gospel, this is just the beginning. This is only the second chapter of John. We're just getting started. And as this story continues, Jesus is revealed to be a prophetic teacher, a profound healer, and a perfect guide. Everything that Jesus does for those who followed him in these gospel stories, everything that Jesus does for us who follow him today, starts with responding to this gospel passage. Come and see. We come here for many reasons, and no two of us have the same ones. We come because we are broken. We come because we feel incomplete. We come to serve, and we come to be served. We come because it is dark. We come seeking the light. We come with questions. We come looking for answers. But we come. So come and see. And know that God is present in whatever it is that draws us here. We're not here to judge each other's reasons for coming, but we can sure reflect on our own. When we come, we've seen this child who was born under a star. Last week in the gospel story, we heard the story of Jesus' baptism. He was baptized, and this voice from heaven came down and said, "This is my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Come and see what this means. Come and see what this means in our lives. Come and see how this can transform the things that bother us. Because we want questions, we want answers for the questions that bring us pain. I mean, why? Why in this world, with all that we have and all that we know, is the suffering that we see so profound? Why, when we strive for peace, is there so much war? Why, when we are called to love, is there so much violence? And why, when we know at our very core that God created us equal as God's children, is there so much prejudice? Jesus knows we are searching. God knows we are seeking. Why Jesus' first words in this gospel are, "What are you looking for?" And the answers we seek are not always simple. They're complex and layered. But it is how we respond to Jesus' next statement that makes all the difference in the world. Come and see. That's what we're called to do. Come first. That's the first step. Take that step out of your comfort zone. Step into the unfamiliar. Take a risk that you did not know that you could. And join others on a journey whose destination is beyond our understanding. Because know that when you agree to come on this journey, when you say yes, when Jesus says come, you are not going to be alone. Because if you want to see what God is really doing, if you want to see how God can change the world, you're going to see it with others and through others. Others that you may consider other. Others that you may consider less. But the invitation is to come, and the invitation is to come into community. And I got a guarantee for you in that community, you're not going to like everyone who's there. I guarantee that you're not going to agree with everyone who's there. And if we surround ourselves only with people who look like us, who think like us, who talk like us, who act like us, we're going to be just that much more sure of how right we are when in fact we are wrong. We learn nothing that way. Come and see. Open your eyes, your heart, and your mind to see. To see and understand those things which you might not know. To really see things. We can't stand in the same place looking at the same thing the same way over and over again. We need a new perspective. We need a new view. We need a new vision. And it was a new and renewed vision that Martin Luther King Jr. expressed so profoundly throughout his lifetime. It was a vision of justice and equality. It was a vision grounded in what Jesus taught 2,000 years before. It was a vision that would upend the social order as we knew it. And it was a vision that was really good for all of humanity. And the work that Martin Luther King Jr. began is the work that we must continue. We have seen far too frequently, far too often, and far too painfully the face of racial injustice in the many events in this country in the last couple of years. One response to that movement, one response that was born out of the pain and suffering that our brothers and sisters feel, is the Black Lives Movement, Black Lives Matter movement. And it is a movement that has drawn fierce opposition, as did Martin Luther King, as did Jesus. Now, my understanding of it is not perfect, but it's growing. And it's not, this movement is not saying that black lives are more important. It's saying that we need to recognize the injustice that continues to hold up black lives. We need to recognize and hold up black lives as equally important in places where it seems that they clearly are not. It's not saying that there are not other lives that are compromised. There are other lives that need to be held up as equal too. Only that this is one of the places that we are called to engage in conversation and shine the light of Christ's love. And this is what Jesus invites us to come and see. We're called to come into this conversation with open minds and open hearts, knowing that we don't have it all right, that no one of us has all of the right answers, knowing that there is more that each of us can learn, and we can learn from each other as we agree to come and see what Jesus has to offer us. If you think about this, let's go back to the beginning. Jesus was pretty clear about where we should start with all of this. The first thing, love God with your heart and mind and soul and being. And the second, love your neighbor as yourself. And as we love our neighbor, we're called to love the neighbor with whom we disagree, the neighbor who is different, the neighbor who makes us uncomfortable. I mean, think about the people Jesus was hanging around with. Jesus was constantly being berated because, ooh, you're hanging out with tax collectors, prostitutes, sinners, the people, the neighbors that made other people uncomfortable. The ones that Jesus was bringing in and trying to uphold as equal and full in their humanity. The ones that Jesus was showing us that we need to love. This is what Jesus invited us to come and see. And at this crossroads in history, this is what we must remember to do. We must do it in prayer, even in prayers for those with whom we disagree. And we must do it in conversation that brings us together to listen. And we must do it in action that changes the world. So in this week ahead, in the weeks ahead, I want us all to remember Jesus' invitation to come and see. I want us to remember the importance of coming together even when it's uncomfortable and being open to those things that might be unfamiliar. I want us to remember to come together in prayer so we remember that we have to put our trust in God. I want us to remember to come together in conversation so we can listen, not so we can be heard. Jesus will lead us in transforming the world. Come and see.